Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Featured Friday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. I'm excited about this. We're going to keep it really laid back on this beautiful Friday. We're not going to even be talking about you. We're going to be talking about your friends and how they just don't seem to understand you and what you as an entrepreneur need to do if you want to be successful on this journey. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. When I was first dreaming up the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, and I came up with the fact that I want it to be 3 days a week, and I was really sitting down thinking about what the three episodes a week would be. Mindset and Motivation Monday was easy because M's, it's just really easy with alliteration, say Mindset and Motivation Monday. And for Wednesdays, obviously the other half of growing a business, besides mindset, is that strategy. So Strategy Wednesdays were a really natural fit into the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. But Fridays, I sat down and I thought, what's going to happen on Fridays? Is it always going to be featured guest experts, or is it just going to be something different? And what I decided is it doesn't have to be defined by anything. We'll always feature topics that matter to you, the entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs that tune in to this podcast 3 days a week. And that's why I love these Featured Friday episodes because, well, first things first, even though I love them, they always are the hardest ones to come up with topics for me personally. And the reason is because I don't necessarily just want it to be mindset. I don't just want it to be strategy. I really want it to be something that we don't talk about in the world of entrepreneurship enough. And I love that because it's exactly what this is. It is a third of this podcast is dedicated to a stage of things that actually affect you and I on a day-to-day basis, that actually affect our chances of success or our chances of failure. But we don't necessarily talk about them that much because they don't necessarily fit into the mindset stuff, the personal development stuff. They don't necessarily fit into the strategy stuff. So here we are. And today we're talking about your friends. We're talking about the people who you are most closely surrounded by. And I feel so strongly about this topic because it's something that as I've grown as an entrepreneur, as I've matured as an entrepreneur, I have realized just how important this topic is. And I want to take you all the way back to my sophomore year of college. So I went to college just outside of Boston, Massachusetts, really close to my hometown. And sophomore year, I was what, 19, maybe 20 years old. And I just months earlier started my first quote unquote real business. So I had tinkered with other businesses before that. This was definitely not my first attempt at making money on my own. I had popped dents out of cars for fellow soccer and basketball players throughout high school. I had written papers for people. Oh gosh, don't tell my former high school. I know quite a few of you old teachers listen to this. Sorry, you guys. But anyways, and then freshman year of college, I sold intramural t-shirts to sports teams. So I did a lot of different things, but really my first real business was my soccer media company. And I realized nobody understood me at that moment in my life. I had very few, but quite frankly, I would say that the transparent truth is I had zero people to turn to understand my entrepreneurial journey. And because every single friend of mine that I was talking to, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's professors, whoever it is that I was talking to at that time, I got the same reaction from them all. When I said, yeah, I'm starting a soccer blog, like this is gonna be so much fun, they always said the exact same thing back. And I'm sure you've heard this. They always said, well, doesn't that already exist? And the answer, of course, is yes. Yes, of course it already exists. Just like, why would Five Guys open when there's already McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and all these other ones? There's like a zillion burger places and burger franchises and burger chains on the planet today. And it doesn't matter how many already exist. There's always room for excellent products and services in the marketplace. But getting back to the root of today's episode, nobody that was close to me understood that. And everybody was saying these crazy things and making me worry about things that didn't matter. Whereas they should have just been saying, heck yeah, go for it. go for it. Now, I didn't expect to go here in today's episode, but it probably was sparked in my subconscious by a video that I watched on YouTube. Now, shout out to Ian Westerman, who's the CEO of Essential Tennis. If he's listening to this, I know he sometimes listens to this podcast, so hopefully he hears his shout out today. So Ian sent me this video where it's basically, it's an interview between one of the quote unquote fake or pseudo gurus on the internet versus an internet skeptic or an internet cynic. And so this guy's YouTube channel basically criticizes all of these fake gurus. And he says, look, all of you are just spouting some personal development stuff. And most people, they're going to try to grow their business one way or another. And it's either going to work or it's not going to work. And you can't really change that. And so the pseudo guru who was on, that's a hard combination of words to say, pseudo guru. The pseudo guru who a lot of people have heard of, I'm willing to bet you've actually heard of this guy that I'm talking about in today's episode. He sat back and he said, you know what? I vehemently disagree with that. I fundamentally disagree with you. And that's why we'll never have an agreement. Because here's the thing, anyone who wants to make it as an entrepreneur can make it as an entrepreneur. And I'm not selling a pipe dream. What I'm doing is I'm taking my years, decades of experience as an entrepreneur, all my screw-ups, all my failures, all my wins, and I'm handing them to somebody else. It doesn't mean I'm handing them a successful business, but what it means is I'm handing them a track where hopefully they can skip over the same mistakes that I made. And here's where the conversation got heavy and probably where this idea was sparked in my head. The guy who was doing the interview, the YouTube skeptic, the YouTube cynic who makes fun of all these pseudo gurus, which is cool. I think there's a lot of value in the marketplace for him to do that. But this is where I realized, you know what? I fundamentally disagree with him because he said to this guru, he said, look, you also probably would tell people if they want to be an actor or an actress, go for it. Move to Los Angeles. Pursue your dreams. But guess what? Statistics say that that's probably not going to work out for them. And the pseudo guru said, this is where we will never agree. This is where we'll never agree because I don't know what happened to you in your life. I don't know what you tried to have and you couldn't. I don't know what has gone on in your life up to this point. But to anyone listening, if you want to be an actor or an actress, do it. Move to LA. Who cares what the statistics say? Just go for it. Follow your dream because if you don't, you gain nothing anyways. And that's really... It's a very short summary of what was a 90-minute video and interview that I watched the other night on YouTube. And it really made me realize that that's the harsh reality for so many entrepreneurs when they start, is they're surrounded by people who do not, who cannot fundamentally understand the craziness, the optimism, the hope, the belief, the conviction, the passion that lives in every single one of us as entrepreneurs. And so you might be thinking to yourself, Brian, why are you talking about this in today's episode? Why do we have an entire Featured Friday episode dedicated to this topic? And I'm going to tell you why. It's because if that's who you are surrounded by, and I'm not criticizing your friend circle. I'm not criticizing your family. They don't understand it because they've never lived it. Of course, they can't give you entrepreneurship or business advice. They've never been entrepreneurs. And so when they throw those thoughts out to you, understand where those thoughts are coming from. They're coming from someone who's never done it, from someone who's never made it as an entrepreneur. And that's why, even though this episode is about them, I want to talk directly to you because I feel so strongly about the fact that you, if you are serious about making it as an entrepreneur, you have a very deep and important desire. No, not desire. You have a very deep and important obligation or duty. That's the word I was looking for, to correct, to choose, to wisely filter out who the heck you spend your time with. Because here's the thing, I know you love your friends to death, but you are growing and going in a different direction. If you are serious about making it as an entrepreneur, you are going to grow outside the boundaries of what they can provide you. They will always say those comments because they don't understand. They can't understand. And so for you as an entrepreneur, if that's what you're listening to constantly, if every single time you're excited about something, you're excited about writing a book or launching a podcast or creating a new product or service or a new Facebook ad campaign, and you just want to share that excitement with somebody, and you share it with people who don't understand you and they say things like, hey, doesn't that already exist? Then you are setting yourself up for failure. You are doing you a massive disservice. You are hurting your chances by being around people who don't fundamentally understand you. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to be friends with all entrepreneurs. In fact, most of my friends are not entrepreneurs. But there's one commonality with, actually, there's two ways I want to take what I'm about to say. So the first way is that there's one commonality between the people that I do spend the most time with, and that's that they believe in me. They're optimistic about what I am capable of. In fact, most of them see a bigger version of me than even I see myself. And when I share these crazy ideas with them, they don't knock them back. Instead, they invite me to dream even bigger. I remember back in 2012 when I was hosting my first ever online summit. It was called, or 2015 actually. It was the 2015 I Am Summit. I didn't have an email list at the time. I didn't have an audience. In fact, 2015, none of you had heard of me because I wasn't doing these things online. I didn't have a book. I didn't have a podcast yet. I was essentially nobody. And I remember I was talking to one of my friends down in Maryland, and he was just like, dude, who are you going to invite for speakers? And I was listing some people that I knew personally from the entrepreneurial space. And then he said, man, but like, if you could have one big one, like if you could just dream big, you could have anyone say yes to you, who would you choose? And I name dropped. I was like, dude, I would totally choose Russell Brunson. It's a guy I really respect. I've always respected him. He does incredible work. And I said, I mean, if I could choose anybody, I would choose him. And my friend said to me, go for it. Just ask him. Why not? And so I did. And now I have the great fortune of, I have a direct line of communication to Russell. Him and I have chatted multiple times. We've done a really incredible 1 hour long video sit down. If you haven't seen that, that's one from the archives. You can actually go way back into the first 20 episodes of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast to listen to that. But the moral of the story there is that my friend encouraged me to think bigger, not smaller. And you really, really need to start asking yourself that question with who you surround yourself with. Do they make me bigger or do they make me smaller? And the second way that I want to take what I was about to say is that whoever your friend group is, whoever your circle of friends in real life are, complement that, supplement that with people online and in communities who support you, who lift you up, who encourage you. Every single day of my life, I'm talking to entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, and really, really successful entrepreneurs from all different industries online in group chats. You guys have heard me talk about how Nate Bagley and Nat Harward, I've got a group chat with them. It's just called Dudes. We text each other pretty much every single day. I already name dropped Ian from Essential Tennis. He's an entrepreneur and human being that I look up to a lot. Ian's an incredible dude. I love working with him. I love bouncing ideas off of him. Other people, I mean, guests you've heard on this podcast, I love exchanging texts with them. I love being in constant contact with them. Whether it's Michael in Santa Monica, who has a $500,000 ice cream shop in Los Angeles, or Conchon, who I'm really excited to call my friend, who runs a $1 million+ a year cat cafe business with multiple locations, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., I can't keep track of where Conscience is expanding to, but those are the people who I do not see them on a day-to-day basis. They are not my in real life day-to-day friends that I go get to have a coffee with. Gosh, I wish I did. I wish we were all in the same place, but I make sure I am surrounded by those people, whether it's virtually, whether we meet up a few times a year. That's the stuff that keeps me going, and being around them always inspires me and always lights me up. So Wow, I didn't expect this episode to be this long today, but I had a lot to say about your friends and the circles that you run in. Hopefully you see from my own personal anecdotes. Really, today was about me just sharing with you a few personal anecdotes, showing how that is my strength. That is truly my unfair advantage. When you look at me and everything I do and you say, gosh, Brian's always so excited. He's so passionate. He's always in such a good mood. This is why. You can ignore this episode today at your peril. You can ignore this and say, Brian, you're crazy. You live in a world of entrepreneurs. Of course, that's who you talk to. Or you can say, gosh, that's Brian's unfair advantage. I want that. I want to be surrounded by people who challenge me to be bigger, to be better, and to do bigger things. And this is a natural, I'm not going to plug it too much, but this is a natural plug for me to invite you into the Launch Coalition. It is a community. It truly, truly is your unfair advantage, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you don't necessarily have those people, or you're an entrepreneur and you're already crushing it. We have entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs at all different levels, from literally $0 to literally $1 million in revenue a year inside the Launch Coalition. You're just a couple clicks away. If you're thinking after today's episode, well, Brian, where the heck am I going to find those people? I'll tell you what. Do me a favor, do you a favor, just go to launchcoalition.com. Launchcoalition.com. It's not Lunch Coalition. I've seen people misspell it and type Lunch Coalition. Go to launchcoalition.com. You're going to see exactly how we give entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs an unfair advantage. This was a fun one for me to record. I'm excited about next week's episodes. As always, I'll see you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.